Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, this is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
Well, I'm in a heat wave here, but I'm coping because I used to live in Florida.
You can deal with it for a little bit.
Yeah. It's okay because I have the AC on. 96 degrees in Roanoke, Virginia? Are you kidding me?
Oh, my gosh. We aren't even reaching that down here.
And not much rain either, so all the farmers are trying to irrigate right now. I mean, it's a bit dry, too, which, we'll see how that goes, but... You know, as you know, I have a lot of farmer friends, so this is what's kind of going on, but we'll see what happens next. Everybody's just trying to, like, bite the bullet and hope for a thunderstorm here and there.
Oh, so are we. You know, we haven't had rain for about 2 weeks now, and there's nothing still in sight for us. So,
wow.
This is highly unusual for hurricane season not to have our daily afternoon rainfall. But it's made it a little bit nicer here. You know, we have an ocean breeze, and so we've actually had some delightful weather in the mid to high 80s. So we're not complaining down here because it's actually pretty nice weather.
Beautiful. That's great. That's great. Now, aren't you getting ready for your pilgrimage?
Yes. It will be soon.
All right. And is everything in divine order?
Yes, of course. Everything is at the right place at the right time for the right reason. It's just a matter of finishing
everything. I knew you were going to agree with me because I know your philosophy. Great. That's great. You're so fun. Oh, my God. Well, I miss you. I love you, and I wish you a pleasant journey. And I looked at the chart for tonight, and I'm like, are you kidding me? The Sun and Mercury both in square to the Pisces moon? I'm like, this is like a Mercury retrograde on steroids for about 7 hours, and it's like been that way with my phone, my computer. Oh, my God.
Some agitations there. Walk gently. But, on the other hand, too, Mars is trining that moon. So it's kind of like a slap and a kiss. It might be really frustrating, but there might be some little surprises that might give you a little bit of a break, you know. So it is temporary, so the frustrations now are temporary.
And, you know, it's amazing because, as you know, I've been having some challenges with some of my closest friends and family over the past few weeks, and the compassion and the sweetness of people, you know. When I just put a little thing on Facebook, kind of told them a little bit about what was happening. It was just absolutely touching, so devotional, so sweet. And that's exactly what you're talking about with that Mars moon thing. And it's been over the last 24 hours, I've been getting really like a lot of good feedback and people asking me, you know, if you want to call me, because when I need somebody, I call you, Aphrodite. So if you need to talk, call me. That's so cute. That's so cute.
And here again,
so,
you know, there
I'm
are blessings in the challenges. It is. But there's blessings in the challenges in this. You know, and we do have to look at those blessings when they come along, even though those agitations are there. You know, I like having Venus in Taurus because it's so real, so sensual, so there. And it's in trine right now, and just barely in trine, but it's in trine to that Saturn. So it's really looking at that stabilization and the little frustrations of the day and not getting caught up in those little frustrations, but having the temperance or patience to get through them.
To see the big picture.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So often we all get caught up in the minutiae of the moment. Oh, I am so guilty. I confess. But at the same time, like I say, I like to roll with the punches, go with the flow, you know. Dance my own rhythm when I can. There's sometimes I just have to lay it down, you know.
Yeah, you know, we're all human. We're all in this human experience, and there's nobody that's not going to make mistakes. That's a fact. We all have to experience the same energy because we're all on this earth. You know, how we react to it is a whole other thing. But, you know, we're going to have those humannesses of those frustrations and just go, grr, you know. But it's all in how you get back up from it, and it's all in looking for that blessing that comes along with it.
Yes. Pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start over again. Pretty much. Yeah. I get that. Well, we've got a few people on hold. I suppose we should see what we can do to help our people.
Okay, how about we do that?
All right. Area code 978, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. I have been waiting for you to come on again. You guys are so accurate, it amazes me.
Well, thank you. That's sweet.
You're welcome. Thank you. I had a question. It's a follow-up to something I asked. You're only on once a month, right, on Blog Talk?
No, we're on every Sunday night.
Really? Oh,
the only time we're not, one of us is traveling.
Well, usually my boyfriend's here, so that's probably why I don't get to go on. I don't go on in front of him. Okay, this is my question.
So who are you speaking with?
Oh, yeah, I'm in your chart there, your files, your Rolodex. It's Kathleen, maiden name, birth name was Quinn, Q-U-I-N-N.
Eight, four, and 57?
Yeah.
Whoa, man.
And now you live in Haverhill. Now you live in Haverhill.
You remember.
Right?
Yeah, I was born at 7:14 a.m. Boy, you guys are good, I got to tell you. This is my question. It's a follow-up to, I called like 3 weeks ago, and I told you I was going to meet a doctor I never met before for a catheter ablation for AFib. And Aphrodite, I remember you saying that he was a good choice. You know, I'd really like him. And I do. Now, this is the question. I'm scheduled for the procedure. They didn't give me a time yet for this or next Friday, whatever, May 31st.
Okay.
But the thing is, I was supposed to go the other day for a CAT scan of my heart before they can do the procedure, and I couldn't get there. Now, It's a two-part question, I guess. Are they going to be able to get me in for that CAT scan before Friday, which is supposed to be my day of procedure?
And where is
and
this occurring?
So,
what city is this going on? Is this in Boston,
oh,
or are you basically?
No, Leahy at Burlington, Leahy Hospital in Burlington, Mass.
Okay.
Okay. All right, let's take a look.
I have to wait till Tuesday till the scheduling department opens for CT again, to see if they can get me in, and I have to wait till after my boyfriend gets out of work for him to take me. So I'm just hoping I can get in before Friday because I want this over with.
All right, well, I'm going to tell you what I see right off the bat is that you can't push the river, it flows by itself. And if you trust the divine, you're going to have to trust divine timing. Now, what's happening on the 31st, when you're supposed to actually have the procedure, is there's
inconjunction
with
some
of your... Well, wait, hear me out.
Okay.
On the day you're supposed to have the procedure, there are some inconjuncts to your Leo planets. Now, Leo rules the heart, okay? You have Mars late in Leo, your ascendant's late in Leo, and Pluto's late in Leo. They're forming inconjuncts to Neptune. Now, Neptune's a planet of dreams, illusion, imagination, and faith, but it also rules the unseen. Now, when they do a CAT scan, what they're doing is they are making visual the unseen, okay?
Yeah.
Now, because of the frustrations here, you might make it, but it's going to be close, okay? Just so you know that. And if for some reason it does get delayed because of all the conflicts of scheduling, you have to trust your process, okay? So I'm just going to tell you that. So, again, you want to go in there and have that CAT scan very available for whoever is going to do the procedure. That is a primary directive because you want them to know where they're going and what they're dealing with in a most exacting way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you've got some great lineups of planets. You've got Jupiter sitting on your part of fortune. You've got Pluto sitting on your vertex. You've got all these other things. So no matter what happens with the timing of this, even though you want to get it over, I get that. You have a Sag moon like me. I get that, okay? But you just have to trust your process and breeze it through this. If it's delayed for a few days, if something changes, now, the day you have it scheduled, the moon is going to be exalted in Taurus, which I really like, okay?
So
but it's there
good.
For a couple of days. So even if they have to put it off a day or whatever to make sure they have everything in order for you, don't let yourself get into a panic. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I'm 100% on your board, okay? This may have a little bit of a delay to it, but again, the lesson in this, and I'm going to point this out, the lesson in this, because you have Saturn conjunct your moon in Sagittarius, okay? And patience is not your virtue. It's not what you're good at.
Nope. You got that right.
Oops.
Your slip's a little showing there. So here again, this is the whole lesson in this, okay? Venus is getting ready to pass over your midhaven in Taurus, and it's all about that patience, that value, that trust in the goddess in you, okay? You get a little nervous. Again, anything that sets this off really makes you nervous, and this is not a small procedure, okay? So here again, it's a matter of patience and trusting. And having that faith and going, you know, I've got the power to get through this. Because you do. It's all in your head with that Mercury in Virgo conjunct your Venus in Virgo. Okay? So think about that. That you've got the power to do this. And it's just a matter of time. Wait it out. And things will change in the right time. And when you do that and you trust the divine timing, you're going to come out stronger and better for this. Because you have about a 2-week span here of where it could happen. Okay, so
before the procedure could happen.
Yeah, so it's about a 2-week period of where Mars is transiting through your 12th house before that surgery. So, you know, I have to say, I mean, you really have the time to do that. Okay.
Okay, so you don't see the CAT scan of my heart happening this week. In other words, so you think the procedure is going to be delayed?
Well, I can't say that I don't see it happen this week. I just think you have to understand they're going to do the CAT scan. There's several professionals that are going to review it, okay? The surgeon, the medical doctor, all the people that are involved in your case are going to need to see this. And they're as busy as a one-armed paper hanger in a windstorm, okay? So there can be some minor delays, but not because there's something wrong, because they want to have everything succinct before they do this. Okay?
Mm.
You have to trust that. Okay? Now, the other thing I want to tell you, Jupiter's retrograde right now in Sagittarius. Okay? And it's sitting on your part of fortune. Now, when a planet's retrograde, it means the energy's incubating, which is why you're waiting for the test results. It's so cosmically correct that you're in this place right now where you now
stand. So it's meant to be this way.
Okay? Yes.
Yes.
And Jupiter is squaring Neptune, the planet, again, that rules the unseen. So this doctor, before he does his procedure, wants to look at everything. God bless him. God bless him.
Yeah, he was good. You said it was a good choice, and I never met him until then, and he was good. He told me all the things that can go wrong. He goes, I have to tell you everything that can go wrong, you know, and it was scary.
And
you
have to understand, for him to make sure that he has all the necessary information to do this to your best benefit. I see this as a person's integrity. I feel this person's a blessing, and I feel because of that, that even if it gets delayed, the outcome's going to be better. They might see something with these tests that they couldn't see prior, okay? And that could be very important for you to just breeze through this, babe, really.
Okay.
Okay.
One more question. Yes. Lots of times this doesn't work the first time, the catheter ablation. Will it work the first time? They give you like a three-month period to see. Or am I going
to
need another?
I'm going to tell you to trust this process. The whole lesson is knowing it's the right thing for you to do, okay? It's all about just trusting it and going, okay, I know it's right. Everything's going to fall into place. It's a little bumpy. So at the last minute, they may be doing this CAT scan, okay? It's not that it won't be read accurately or anything else, but they might fit you in some weird way to where, you know, it's rushed. Okay.
I think they're going to find something because I think Aphrodite, you told me there might be a dual diagnosis when I spoke to you 3 weeks
ago.
So
yes.
They're going to find something else.
But the thing is that it's maybe something that they can do simultaneously once they get you in there. See, what's happening is Jupiter's retrograde in Sag at 20 degrees, okay? On the day of the cancellation on 531, Mercury is in Gemini. Now, Gemini is a sign of the twins, so it's a dual process exactly opposite Jupiter. So he might see something really positive in the CAT scan. He knows where you stand. So my feeling is it may help him to do this seamlessly. But you have to understand when Jupiter redirects its orbit, let me tell you the date of that, by the way.
All right.
On the 12th of August, okay? That's when it goes direct. It's retrograde now. So they're going to be keeping tabs on you till then for sure. I know that, okay? Because this doctor is very thorough. You got a good guy here, all right? So my feeling is you're in a good shape. And for most part, trust your process. Calm yourself down and say, you know what? Things are in divine order. I've got a good staff working with me, and they just want to be very sure. They want to see what they can't see, you know, on the initial examination in much more detail to secure my success. Because Jupiter wants to give good things to its children. It's sitting right on your part of fortune at this time. So I just feel it's going to work out great, but pace yourself through it. As Jacqueline would say, I know it's hard to be in a process rather than just having an instant event and rectification, but I think, again, the positive energies of the fire in the heavens right now for you are great. Just trust it.
Okay, how is my recovery going to be? They only keep you over one night, and they're going to keep me longer, and how is the recovery when I get home? Because it's frightening.
Well, I can't go because of too many people waiting. I'd have to look at in that in more detail. And if you'd like to call me or Jacqueline,
yeah,
to look
I have
I
the
can
number. What?
Give you
but
some
I don't
details.
Know your website.
It's aphrodite.com.
But I put that in before, and they had different things. I wanted to know your prices and everything else. Are you on Facebook?
All right. You probably misspelled it. All that stuff on my website. It's aphrodite.com. And I can tell you right now that I can do a day-by-day.
aphrodite.com.
Yes.
Okay, and then we'll have your prices and what have you there.
It has all that there, and I can even send you a day-by-day as you're going through the process to be able to read it in detail. And I can also look at your biorhythmic curves as far as recovery. We can do all of that, and I'm happy to help you. Give me a call.
Oh, that would be great, honey. Thank you so much, both you and Jacqueline. I really appreciate it. So if it's not meant to be this week, it will be meant to be at the right time.
Exactly.
That's right.
And no matter
trust
how it orchestrates itself,
point.
What?
I think you're going to be fine.
Okay. Can you keep me on so I can listen, girls?
Of course we can.
Thank you. You're both great.
Right,
thank you.
Bless,
I love your program.
Honey. All right. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. When we go through things are very scary, you know? And like I said, I like being able to look at the cosmic picture, and it just helps me to say, okay, it's not going to be seamless, but it's going to be almost like creating a tapestry of sorts. And that's what I think with her. What do you think?
Oh, I agree. And, you know, her challenge is that Mercury and Virgo, of that overanalyzation, you know. It really has a hard time of keeping it in that faith-based, in that trust-based. It really wants some kind of physicalness to be able to hold on to. And so she'll make it through. She'll be all right.
She will. You know, it's weird because some people that I read that have these Virgo planets, though, to me, worry to them is almost like a form of prayer. They feel that they're consciously aware of it. Their thoughts are things. They travel in the wings of spirit. They put it out there. They're looking to be comforted from how they define the divine. And that's okay with me as long as they don't get into the anxiety attack thing, you know? And that's hard sometimes.
Yeah.
It's a hard balance. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I agree.
So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 941, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Carla, and I think I got a reading about 6 months ago from you.
Okay, when's your birthday?
2-8-65.
12:35 p.m.
Milwaukee,
Wisconsin.
Yes.
We got
you. You got it.
Where do you live now?
In Florida.
What city?
What city? In Bradenton.
All right. Nice little
Bradenton.
Town for you.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a question. Okay. I'm looking for a new author. Last time you read me, I said, oh, this is a stepping stone up. And I remember you saying, if you call us that, because you said it wasn't going to be a great, opportunity. And you didn't think it was going to last long, and sure enough, it has turned south. Has been for a long time. It's really hitting, like, I don't know what you want to call it, rock bottom. But I am trying to look for something else, and hopefully I can get out of my lease, which the landlady and her office lady are trying to push me out. And I was wondering, do you see everything going okay, and me finding a new place for an office?
Okay. All right, let's take a look. What's shaking down here? Can you spell what city you're in again for me?
Bradenton.
Well, while she's looking at that, I'm going to tell you, Jupiter is retrograde on your south node in your sixth house of day-to-day work. Okay? So we have an incubation period here. Okay? is what I'm trying to tell you. I hear you. I know this is temporary. I don't think that it's... I do feel that it's going to be a couple months before you're going to be able to get out of this lease in this process. But I think it really empowers you at this point in time to go through this process and really keep looking at what you're going to do. You need to make a little bit longer term of a decision And so it's a matter of patience. I know that Aquarian energy wants to move, and it wants to move quickly, but it's a matter of patience on this one. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, I agree with you on several counts here. There's three major planets in the south node that are retrograde right now. So this is a process and not an event. And you are going to be given more than one choice about how to proceed, even if it is temporary. But Jupiter's retrograde on top of your south node right now. So where you have been is not where you need to be. That I can guarantee you. And I think that this is going to be a blessing in disguise. I agree with Jacqueline on that score as well. The Capricorn planets are moving through your 8th house right now, which has to do with resource management, and they're all retrograde. And they go direct one by one. So between now and the time they both resume direct motion, it's kind of like your waiting game. And that doesn't happen until the 18th of September, so I agree with Jacqueline again. So what you're going to need to do, you need to kind of find a temporary fix so you can retake your bearings. I do think that as far as a home for you, you need to be in a place where you can be very, very mentally active. Okay?
Yes.
You need to be in a place where you can have a tremendous amount of concentration. Now, you do have a Taurus moon, okay, and the moon is exalted there. So stand your ground as long as you can. When it's time to move on with the Capricorn planets that are up there right now and they're complementing your Jupiter that's also in Taurus, move very sure-footedly, even if it's a temporary fix. Just sit with yourself and just be sure for every individual decision you make until you get to that goal, okay? That's the best way to handle this.
Yeah, because they're trying to push me out, trying to get me just to run, you know, and leave so that you're probably, you know, thinking that they probably think that they can get money out of me. But they don't want me there, definitely. And I have a few things that I could go against the lease. And do you see me having enough to break that lease?
You know, when you need to, it will be able to happen, is what I'm going to say. Because of that Venus conjunct your moon, it's a matter of patience. Wait it out. They'll set themselves up. And this is what I think will happen is that they'll keep coming at you. And you're waiting for that one step over the line. And when you have that one step over the line, you're vindicated and you've got to go.
Okay? Yeah, they almost did it Friday. The office lady was intoxicated. You could hear her, and she was charging at my room and screaming, "We're going to handle this now." And the owner's like, "Not now, not now. We'll do it later," because she took off on vacation.
And here again. Let them do what they're going to do. Okay, they're going to set themselves up, is what I'm trying to say, as long as you just have the patience to wait it out.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And the thing is that you want to put them into delay. You want to drag your feet every step of the way and not move. Mm-hmm. Because with the retrograde planets, they will support you putting blockades as far as them executing anything permanent unless you're ready. You'll probably have to find a solution far before they can actually do what they're telling you, okay? So put them in delay. If you have things against that they haven't done and they haven't honored on your lease and stuff like that, have official paperwork drawn up, have it inspected. Do whatever you have to do to put them in delay and let them know, you know what? I can move, but I'm going to do it, and I'm going to be justified. Excuse me. Okay?
Yeah. Yes.
That's what it's going to come down to. That's what it's going to come down to.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good luck.
Keep us posted, okay? We want to know how you're doing.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. God bless. All right.
Bye-bye.
It's interesting how sometimes these retrogrades can work to our benefit.
Well, everything is supposed to be worked to our benefit. It's us who make it in the wrong. You know, we all have
right.
divine time. You know, it's just like the seasons. There's a time and a place for everything. It may not be the time that we want it at, but there's a time and place for everything.
Absolutely. Ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 202, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies, it's Kay. How are you?
Hey, Kay.
Great. Doing good. How are you?
Hola. I'm doing all right.
Is this Kay or Kate?
Kay.
Philly, 1:29 a.m. Well, I live in Brooklyn, but March 5th.
1980.
Gotcha.
Correct.
Brooklyn.
So what can we do for you tonight?
Whew. So I have just been experiencing some, I don't know, I guess maybe Saturnian, like really heavy, somber emotions lately, and even some anger. And I just would like to check out my transits, maybe see something positive coming up and see what you see. It's just, it's so heavy.
You're right on time.
And usually with me.
You're right on time.
You're
supposed to be going to these mental movies, yes.
Oh,
you have trines also to your Saturn in Virgo, so it allows you to maybe reevaluate things and see them more clearly from your past. Saturn has 4 7-year cycles. It's a 29-year return. So this is your time to review that. And peace can be hard to find. But I'm going to let Jacqueline tell you about Jupiter.
Well, you know
okay.
where I was going.
I knew where you were
it's
going,
funny.
Babe.
Good old Jupiter.
I love that. Yes, okay. Jupiter's retrograde right now, and I'm sorry to say that, okay? And that's part, you know, this is a part of why it's so somber. Because it's conjunct your Neptune in your first house. Okay, and it's backing up. I'm going to dance a little bit with your ascendant. And like Africa was talking about, what this is that what that means is that your illusions or your images of what you thought may be true have now manifested into reality of not the same truth. And there's a lot of heartache and disappointment in that. And, of course, anger comes along with that. In grieving a loss of something, whether it's a dream or whether it's a physical situation, it's always hard. And you are going through a grieving process because of that Jupiter retrograde. It's making you revisit it to say, well, it really wasn't what I really wanted. So now I've really got to rework my rework what I want, revisit that dream, find the better dream, find the better way of getting to what you really desire. And so, again, it's going to be retrograde until August, the beginning of August.
Okay.
Aphrodite can tell you the exact day. But during this period of time, it's going to be a little bit heavier, and it's there for you to be inspired because that's how you're going to lighten it up from the heaviness, is to be inspired, to be, find that passion and to roll those sleeves up. You've got a Mars in Virgo. Let's go. Let's do the work. You're willing to do the work.
Right.
Let's do the work, you know?
Yeah.
So be more positive about it, even though it's heavy.
Okay, I will try.
You have a high
now
optimism.
You know
you have a Mercury in Pisces.
Sorry, what'd you say?
I said you have a high optimism. You have
What's
a Mercury in Pisces.
I do. I know I'll bounce back. It's just a different feeling.
Yeah, but
it's
Neptune.
Used
to it, you know. Go ahead. After that.
Neptune is sitting on your Mercury, and Neptune hasn't sat on this star for 165 years. So, yes, my lady, you are experiencing something you have never experienced before. But when you spend the time pondering and envisioning that which you truly desire, it becomes part of your subconscious and part of your long-term emotional memory. And know the swirlings of spirit will move in your direction when it's time. You'll be okay. You'll be okay.
I will. Do you see anything about family in there? That's where the anger is felt.
Is it the siblings?
No, actually not. But, well, maybe a little siblings. Like with one sibling, I feel it's like almost like a jealousy that I feel because of a parental kind of favoring, to be transparent. You know, I think that's what I feel. Yeah, and some mom stuff, I would say, mostly.
And what I'm going to say about that is,
if you want to take that on or not.
Go ahead after that.
You have to decide if you want to take that on or not, you know. I'm sorry.
Take on the...
Right now, you need to be working on yourself, to be honest with you. You really do. Okay? And
I would much rather.
I agree with that, Forget, because here again, that's where I was going to go with this as it is that... It's really not your job, duty, nor responsibility to take on her issues. And you can't feed into them, okay? And it's not your monkey, not your circus, okay, is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
You handle it with love with your sister, but you extinct that behavior of her jealousy. You let it go, okay?
Right.
It's a matter of patience. She will figure it out, okay? You just have to be patient and wait it out.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, ladies.
Keep us posted. We want to know how you're doing, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right. God bless. All right. Sweet night.
You too. You too.
When you see all those mutable squares all, like, hitting at the same time, I can understand. Oh, my goodness. It's like an inner roller coaster that's going on there. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and you know, Pisces don't like that. You know, they're little loving, peace, sweet, you know, optimistic little creatures. So when that heaviness comes along, it's like, oh, man. You know, so poor little girl. But she'll make it through it. She will.
Oh, yeah. It's a matter of time and intention. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 510, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Tasha calling from California. My birthday is June 22nd, 1975.
And you're in Oakland?
Oakland, California.
Yes.
Alrighty then. We gotcha.
So what's up?
I want to ask about a relationship. The guy's birthday is 12/21/1979. And he's in Oakland, California as well.
And you don't know the time?
Wow.
Do you know the time?
No, I don't know the time.
Okay.
Yeah, you've given me his birthday before.
Yeah.
He's on here. I see him. All righty, then. Let's take a look. You're so funny. You're so cute. Okay.
What is going on?
Your hands full. Awesome. You have your hands full. You got a tiger by the tail.
You know, it's interesting because this is definitely a twin flame energy. Your signs are almost an exact opposition within a friggin' degree. Are you kidding me? You are looking in the mirror.
What is going on with our relationship? What is it gonna push forward? Because we're staring at each other and we're both like, who's gonna say something first?
Well, I'm gonna say this with
transit
him.
Wheel.
Go ahead after that.
I pulled up your transit wheel before I knew we were going to look specifically at a relationship. All I could think in my mind, I hope this woman is involved in martial arts. Go ahead, Jacqueline.
Okay. Well, I agree with Aphrodite about this being like a crazy twin flame thing. It's definitely destined. If you believe in destiny, it's definitely destined. Okay.
Okay.
So, it's a matter of you pulling up your bootstraps and rising to the adventure of this, because you have a critical degree, 0 degrees, and both of you two are at critical degrees, like she was talking about. Okay. One on one side, his 29, you're 0. Okay. And that critical degrees is combustible, you know. It gives a lot of energy to you, okay? And you want, and you yourself have a Mars in Aries. So let's get on. Let's get to this. Let's get going on this situation. But I'm going to tell you, actions speak louder than words with this guy, okay? It's all about the actions. You two have two different types of personality. Yes, he has a little bit of fire, okay? But, and you, of course, have a little bit of fire, but he really doesn't have any water, and you're a combustible water with Saturn in water. So you're here to teach people about their emotions. But with him, okay, you lack that earth, and he has that earth. So he brings it down to practical matters. He brings it down to, you know, you not flying off the handle, but let's take one step at a time, foot by foot. So you got to start calming that down. And with that Mercury in Gemini that you have, start thinking about physical things you can do instead of communication to express your emotions. And I think you'll find a different avenue with them. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I totally agree. I could not have said it better. That's absolutely right. And you know what? It's interesting to me because this person can really help you to manifest your dreams if you slow it down.
Okay.
And so I totally agree with Jacqueline because, see, your Neptune is at 9 degrees of Sag, almost 10. And his Jupiter and Mars are in square to that. So my feeling is if you share your dream with him and you don't over-define it and you let him step in and help you perfect it, you're going to make much more progress and he's going to feel happier too because he does want to help you. The communications can at times be challenging. I get that. But I really think the ability to compromise, you both have enough mutable planets that you can agree, you can disagree, and you can agree to disagree. And you can also say, help me tweak this. What am I not seeing? Ask the questions. Don't think you have to do it all yourself with that Mars and Aries. I so agree with Jacqueline on this one. But at the same time, there's a lot here. There's a lot here. If you can fine-tune that communication better and really sit down and, like, look into things together and not be afraid that either one of you is going to lose your mission or your passion, you're there to support the other person in their mission and passion. You just don't want them to get in over their head, either one of you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a protectiveness that is in this relationship, which I also like. Okay?
Oh, and when do you see the romance push you forward? Or is there romance or is it just business between me?
It could go either way.
Oh, okay.
Some things are not about the cosmic picture. They're about the choices.
Okay.
What I'm going to say about this is that this is a destined relationship. You're meant to meet this one. Okay? How the two of you interact with each other and how you appreciate not only the similarities but the differences. Because it's a very diverse relationship. It's got some really strong common bonds. Like I said, the attraction between the two of you is so strong here. And it's a matter of really respecting each other and letting that grow. He's not somebody that can move fast, and he has to really know where he's stepping before he steps. So, again, you have to give him some physical things to let him know the door is a little bit more open.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
And keep us posted.
Okay.
All right. God bless you, Tasha.
All right.
Have a sweet night.
Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 808, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, ladies. Thank you for taking my call. Interesting show.
Thank you. And who are we speaking with?
My name is Bhavana.
I'm sorry? Could you say that again?
It's Bhavana. Bhavana.
Bhavana. Yes, could you spell that for me?
B-A-V-A-N-A.
Just like it sounds.
Cute.
I'm sorry.
I like it. Exactly. So I was just wondering what's coming up for me. I just moved into a new home and a lot of positive changes and some other things being flipped around. And so I can give you my birth date.
Yes, what is your birth date?
It's 12/3/1975.
And do you know what time you were born?
12:55 p.m. in New Delhi, India.
And where do you live now?
Oh, I live in Hawaii.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes, it's getting hot here. Last year was raining and flooding.
Where in Hawaii?
Spring and summer. In Kauai.
Okay.
So, the island of Kauai.
And the city?
Okay. Oh, where I was born or where I live?
Where you live.
Oh, well, it's just an area that's central in Kauai. But I wasn't born here.
Right.
I know. We want to see where you are now. Okay. That's
well,
what we're asking
called,
you because when you
called,
move,
called,
things change a little bit.
It's called Kapa'a, K-A-P-A-A. That's the town, but I live in the hills of it.
That's fine.
Ah. Okay.
So you had a question for, oh, you were talking about your home. This is good. Your home is good.
And just what's coming up? I work at home with my business, and my partner and I just moved in the home together. So, we are expanding what we're doing here.
What do you do for a living?
I do healing work. So, I moved in the home so I could expand it and have more room and more things to offer. As well, like the other lady mentioned, not have any landlord issues anymore.
Mm-hmm. We are going through an amazing reconstructive period here. And it's going to take a little bit of time to develop it. The planets are in Capricorn right now, they're retrograde. They don't really resume direct motion until, okay, well, a little later. You're looking at September 19th. So you're in a process. It's not about an event as much as it's about a process of redesigning what you're doing, what I'm thinking here, okay? But I still think it's good because I see you successfully being able to meet that challenge, okay? I agree so much with Jacqueline that, you know, the new home situation, your powers of concentration, where you've positioned yourself, are probably pretty amazing.
Well, it's very interesting because I took on a tenant for a couple months this summer while we get started to help with the mortgage, and that will be my office when she leaves, and she leaves on September 9th. So very interesting.
That's
about our planet.
Yep, the universe
perfect.
Has your back.
I'm
going to
say that.
It's great.
I'm going to say that. There's a lot of work you need to do around this house, and there's a lot of things you need to change or shift, okay? And like Aphrodite was talking about, this is an incubation period. This is all about getting to know your neighborhood as well. okay, those Saturn planets in your natal chart, or those Capricorn planets in your natal chart are in your 11th house, and that's all about setting a new foundation in the public and revisiting the public and getting it, addressing in the public. And so there's a lot of activities over the summer that I think you're going to get involved with in your local neighborhood, okay? But at the same time, the sun is also going to be transiting through into your 4th house of your home along with Mercury. Both of those are going to make it to where you are going to have to do some work in your home more than do it outside. But I think you're right on the mark that starting in September would be a good time to start to launch something really big as far as your work is concerned. I think you'll find your avenue after September of how it's going to come in and how it's going to manifest.
Okay, makes a lot of sense because I was planning on setting up new things on the home, meaning it was sold very, you know, simple, like white, and white walls and gray floors. And we're repainting certain rooms and putting in a second shower in case we have guests who stay in that room, and that's all kind of being done this summer, as well as I was going to take an opportunity to, you know, have some more clients and groups, and so I could build up a base that I could actually have them in my office once it's ready. Right on par. Now I'm running into some challenges with my partner, because we're very alike and very different in some ways, and now we're learning how to live in a whole big house together. So that's another challenge, but it takes some rebalancing, I guess, just as us being new here to this neighborhood, not having any healers around here but me that I know of. So that just might be us at the same time setting ourselves up just as the home is being painted and decorated and whatnot. So.
Yeah, I agree. You're right on the mark. And think about it this way, that everything is moving in the right place at the right time, okay? It is a matter of compromise when it comes to your mate. So it's all about, and I have to say this, that this is a must. Each one of you need to have your own space, okay? Man cave, she shed, whatever you want to call these things. Both of you two have to have your own space away from each other to where you have your own space in the house that is yours. But this is a perfect time to make all these changes and do all of this. So know you're in the right place at the right time. And don't get frustrated at the details that occur. You'll work them out.
Well, thank you, ladies. Yes, we have our own room. And I hired somebody to help me paint and decorate, and she ended up making all these mistakes that I had to redo the whole thing. And we realized it won't work out. So I'm back to square one, but it feels kind of nice because it's just me and him and not somebody else coming in trying to interfere with what I should put here and what color I should put on the wall. And so just, we just got here
perfect.
In April, but we're hitting the reset button already.
Perfect. It is about rolling up your sleeves and putting the work into it. I think you two all really come together on that. So I like that.
Well, thank you very much.
Many blessings to you both. All right, keep us posted.
Thank you for the show. Aloha,
thank you for calling in.
Sending sunshine to every one of you out there, especially the ones that had a long winter and rain.
Yes. Okay. You have a sweet night.
You too.
We've got one person that's been on hold for 52 minutes. I think we need to take this one. We're like 6 minutes out. Should we go for it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Area code 201, you're on the air. We're going to squeeze you in, babe.
Hi, Esther. This is Jackie.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing, babe?
Hey, I'm doing. Yeah, I have to, my birthday is 1/5/1965. And I have an appeal scheduled on the 31st, a tax appeal. I want to see what you see with that.
Now, were you born in London?
Yes. That's me.
And
I'm
what
sorry,
time
I
are you
can't
on?
Find
so I don't
you.
Have a time on you.
All right, I was the one who was told that I was Gemini rising, but I think you always do 6 a.m., which would be something completely
right.
different. But just go for it.
So
let's
you know
try what's your birthday
you
again.
Excuse me?
January 5th, 1965.
Yes.
In London, England.
Yes.
Now, if you have Gemini rising, if you're born about 6 p.m., my dear, okay, in London. Okay, it's going to flip the chart 180 degrees, but I don't have an actual time. Now, if you want a timing answer about this tax appeal, I could be off with my timing without an exact time of birth, just so you know that, because that information
yeah.
is imperative in what Jacqueline and I do, okay? So I want to flip you 180 degrees right now, okay?
Okay.
And we're going to see what happens next. I want to put you in at 6 p.m. right around sundown.
Yeah, because before I got 2 p.m. in the afternoon from someone else based on some injuries I had with my
phone.
All right,
we'll go with that. All right, let me take a look at that. And where do you live now?
I live in New Jersey, but I don't know if they were using U.S. time or U.K. time. But they had asked me
where
about
New
some
Jersey?
Old injuries. In Patterson.
Where in New Jersey?
Patterson.
Got it.
With a P.
Okay. I gotcha. Let's take a look. Now, when you're dealing with government issues and taxes, we're looking at the Capricorn forces. Now, we're looking at the test house. We're looking at things that have to do with government agencies. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you have a lot of trines and blessing lines going on right now, but the Capricorn planets are retrograde. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's great to do an appeal during a retrograde, believe it or not. It's actually timely. All right? And there are some trines your planets in Virgo. Now, excuse me, if you have all your paperwork and documentation in order, you're probably golden. If you don't, it's going to go into delay until September. Okay?
Okay.
All right. What do you think, Jacqueline?
And I'm gonna say this, because Jupiter is retrograde on your Venus, okay, as well as your South Node, as well as your Mercury, okay? So I agree with Aphrodite 100%. This is readdressing a situation, going back into making it right, okay? I agree with her that you probably won't get a resolution to this till the fall, sometime in September or thereafter. But Jupiter goes direct in August, in the beginning of August. So I think you're going to find your empowerment, and I think you're going to see how things will change in your favor in August. And I think the bottom line and the full details of it will come out in the fall. So have patience with it.
Absolutely.
And do the paperwork, like Aphrodite said. I have to say, double and triple check that paperwork. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
You're going to be fine.
I've already been advised that even still, sometimes it's best to even appeal to the state afterwards because, you know, it's always in the local best interest to get as much as they can out of us, even if it's over a set. You know, this is still the same property that I'm trying to acquire, so. All right.
But I still think you're going to have a successful resolution.
Okay.
You just have to wait it out, do the details, respect the delays, knowing that they can work in your favor, okay, because something new could come into the light that has been hidden, and that's what we want to see next.
Okay. Okay. Thank you,
and keep
lady.
Us posted, honey, okay? And you have a sweet night. God bless you.
You too. I'd like to continue to listen.
Okay. Awesome. Sure can. We're almost off the air, but go for it.
Okay. Thank you.
Tell them where they can find us.
Well, they can find me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
You can find me at 540-400-0110. This has been the Illumination Station, and we'll speak to you next week. May you be blessed beyond reason and love beyond measure. Have a sweet night.
Have a good week. Good night.
Bye-bye.